With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is putting Iran on notice again about nuclear weapons. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president used a social media post to urge Iran to come to the table and make a deal on nuclear weapons. Or, he warned, the next attack will be far worse. He said time is running out and noted that a U.S. armada of warships was headed to the region. Iran said it would retaliate if the U.S. attacks. The Iranian government said it stands ready for dialogue, but if pushed, it will defend itself and respond like never before. Greg Clugston, Washington.
UPS is planning to cut up to 30,000 operational jobs this year as a package delivery company continues with its turnaround efforts. It's also reducing the number of Amazon shipments that it handles. And meanwhile, they're tightening their belts at Amazon.
Amazon is cutting about 16,000 jobs in the latest round of tech industry layoffs. The reductions follow October's layoffs of 14,000 workers. U.S.-based staffers will have 90 days to find a new role inside the company. Those unsuccessful or uninterested will receive severance pay, outplacement services, and health insurance. These cuts are Amazon's biggest since 2023, when 27,000 jobs were cut. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, authorities say a man who was involved in a human smuggling operation was shot on Tuesday in an exchange of gunfire with the U.S. Border Patrol after firing at a federal helicopter. The FBI says agents returned fire, striking the man and wounding him. Authorities say the 34-year-old man was transported to a hospital and is now recovering after surgery. The Fed makes its latest announcement, I should say, today on interest rates. It's expected to leave them unchanged after cutting rates three times last year. This is SRN News. Some thoughts on the First Amendment. Correspondent Michael Harrington has a report.
They come from Samuel Abrams of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, a civil liberties organization that counts many liberal and conservative groups amongst its clients. Abrams says the protesters who burst into a Minnesota church this month were not protected by the Constitution because, quote, there is no First Amendment right to enter a house of worship and engage in conduct that effectively shuts down a religious service. Private property is exempt. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Justice has dropped a request for the personal and medical information of a transgender patient at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. The DOJ has issued subpoenas to over 20 providers offering sex change operations on minors to investigate healthcare fraud. Seven families sued to keep that information private, and the hospital did not provide the requested documents. This is SRN News. Here's George Williams with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
What will the Fed decide on interest rates later today?
Federal Reserve officials are expected to keep their short-term interest rate unchanged after three rate cuts last year. Not making a change after today's meeting would ignore pressure for lowering borrowing costs from the White House in favor of waiting to see how the economy evolves. The rate-setting committee remains split between those officials who oppose further cuts until inflation comes down, and those who want to lower rates to further support hiring. Most economists expect the Fed to cut rates twice this year, most likely at the June meeting or later. Mike Hempen, Washington.
In remarks a week ago at the World Economic Forum, Mr. Trump stressed his advocacy for lower interest rates on home loans. He spoke last night in Iowa on the benefits of his policies on the U.S. economy. I'm George Williams.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com.